This is the County Cricket Podcast for the 18th of July. Surrey reduced Nottinghamshire to 84 for 5 before the home side rallied to close a shortened opening day at Trent Bridge on 178 for 5. Tim Lindley, Stuart Meeker, Chris Jordan and John Lewis each took at least a wicket during a collapse of 5 for 49, but Adam Voges and Chris Reid added unbeaten 94 for the 6th wicket before rain brought an early close. Less than 11 overs were possible on the opening day at Taunton, where title contenders Somerset are taking on current leaders Warwickshire. Alfonso Thomas won the toss and inserted the visitors, and they progressed to 27 before losing Ian Westwood to Peter Traeger in the 11th over, when no more play was possible. Mark Stone made 50 from 82 balls, just about keep Durham in touch with Sussex on the first day at Arundel. Will Smith and Gordon Mutchell had both departed James Annion in the 3rd over, Ben Stokes hit 20, and along with Stoneman insured against a catastrophic collapse. Both fell before the close, however, to leave Durham on 92 for 4. Ben Scott made his 4th century in his 99th first-class appearance, as Worcestershire fought back from 93 for 6 to bowl out for 291 on the first day against Lancashire at Old Trafford. Stephen Croft has celebrated his inclusion in England's provisional 30-man squad for the World 2020 by taking 3 of the first 4 wickets to 4 with his part-time off-spin, while Simon Kerrigan took 3 of the first 6 with his slow left arm spin. The visitors, though, recovered thanks to a tenacious 7th wicket stand of 127 between Scott and Matthew Pardo. Scott brought up his century of 163 balls and was the last man out for 106 to give Kerrigan his 4th of the innings. Lancashire then faced 4 overs in their first innings and closed on 13 without loss. Morinelli took the new ball alongside Alan Richardson for Worcestershire to underline further the spin-friendly nature of the pitch. In Division 2, wickets tumbled on the opening day of Yorkshire's match against Derbyshire at Chesterfield. The visitors made 219 after electing to bat, with Phil Jakes and Gary Balance's full wicket stand of 81 the highlight. Tim Grunewald, Wes Durson and Mark Turner each took 3 wickets for the home side, as Yorkshire lost their last 7 wickets for just 44 runs. Derbyshire slipped to 135 for 7 in their first innings by the close, as Stephen Harmison recovered from another wayward start to end with figures of 3 for 49. Moen Ashraf also impressed with 2 for 13 from his 8 overs. And no play was possible on the opening day of Leicestershire's match against Gloucestershire as the washout that masquerades as the 2012 Cheltenham Festival continued. In a couple of pieces of county news, Derbyshire have told their second 11 captain Gary Park that he will not be offered a new deal when his present one expires at the end of the season. And so he are believed to be among 3 counties interested in signing Worcestershire batsman Vikram Solanki.